First of all, it's just an incredible schus to be here, and I want to first of all thank the entire fine mishpacha, because not just Dani, we'll get to Dani in a minute, but the entire mishpacha is mishpacha more recently, but feels like forever. I feel very, very close to it, and I feel like it's mishpacha. And to open up your bias for Torah and for the chevra is, Bez Hashem, will be a big schus for only simcha and bracha. A year of Simcha and Bracha for the entire Mishpacha. And to Dani, who really was spearheaded tonight in every way, and it was his initiative to come together, to learn together, to grow together. And Dani's someone that I knew years ago, but weren't so close. We were a few years off, you know, how that goes then at those times in life. And only more recently, over the last few years, have developed a very special kesher, kesher shel kayama. The reason why it's the deepest of kesher is because the kesher is that was built completely based on Torah. Completely based on Torah, just learning together, growing together. And that has blossomed into something very, very special. And it's a really special kesher that I feel so close and really special to be here. And Mir Tashem will be the first of many, Mir Tashem. First of many in Beit Shemesh. I want to thank as well the sponsors of tonight. Thank also Yedid Nafshi Mark, who also is a kesher that's completely based only the last few years based on Torah. And tonight was the first time we met in person. I feel like I know you, so mamish, feel so close to you, and something very special. You see that we all know, like the deepest kesharim are just based on Torah, because there's nothing more special in this world. And Mir Hashem. Should all be a big schuss for you and your beautiful mishpacha. And to Elad and his mishpacha, who also is really, we've really gotten to know each other recently, but also based on Torah in different ways. If you haven't signed up yet, Shnayim Yomi, his initiative for Shnayim Mikra is something very, very special. And he just recently made Aliyah, and Beis Hashem, should only be Simcha and Bracha for your family, Beis Hashem is Baruch. And to Yedid Nafshi, who I feel like he's a son, Jeremy and your mishpacha. Mir Tashem, should only be simcha and bracha, and that you came and made aliyah now. Mitamida yosem ikulam. It should only be simcha and bracha, and we should continue to grow together, Mir Tashem. And before I begin anything else, there's a lot of kinnah I have tonight. Kinnah soifrim. Just looking around this table, some of you that we already are close, some of you that will be close, Mir Tashem. And I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know anyone here who grew up in Eretz Yisrael. That means each and every one of you chose to make the decision to live in Eretz Yisrael, where we're supposed to be. And brings me a lot of simcha, a lot of nachas, a lot of kina, a lot of sadness that I haven't done that yet. I'm waiting for the Rebbe, I'm waiting to believe that Rebbe Shalom really wants me to. I grapple with that every single day of my life. I deeply do. You know, I was with the family last week. We went to the Begin Museum. I'm sure many of you have been there. If you haven't, it's kedai. And Menachem Begin says something often that I couldn't stop thinking about since. And I was there before a few times, but I wanted my children to see. And he said that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you don't come to Eretz Yisrael, you don't travel to Eretz Yisrael. I can even say you don't even make Aliyah. Those who made Aliyah recently, it's so special. Aliyah, to come up, is obviously a beautiful Lashon. But you don't even make Aliyah. You return to Eretz Yisrael. As Shiva Sion. You return to Eretz Yisrael. And that's something very important to recognize and just to focus upon those words. Returning meaning it's my place where I was already. Where I'm supposed to be. Obviously, we'll get into it. It's what all these days are about. Days of Tshuva. Tshuva is to return. Yes, we translate to repent, but it's really just to return. To return to who we're supposed to be, to return to who we really are, who we truly are. But to come to Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael, is to return to where every Yid is supposed to be. I try to teach all my Talmidim that to live in Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't be, that should be the default.
The default shouldn't be, I grew up in America, so, and you all know this already, you're all here, I'm just, I guess, giving myself chizik ultimately. The default should be American soil. If you have a good reason to live in America, okay, you have a good reason to live in America. There are reasons. We're not going to get into halachically, I'm not saying that. But ultimately, it shouldn't be just because I grew up in America, that's where I should live. This is where we're supposed to be, this is where we were, this is where we're all going to be. And it's chus to be amongst Yidden who made that decision, because it's niknis b'yisurin, it's not always so easy. There's definitely Mesiris Nefesh. There's definitely Mesiris Nefesh, definitely Nichnas V'Yisurin. So this just the other day, a few days ago, I had to... My wife, she cut her finger, Baruch Hashem, she's fine. But it was a bad cut, and to take care of that, it's not like in America, it's a lot easier there. You know? Until you get, and which, whatever, I'm even yachting, I'm not going to get into all the details, but you have to convince them to glue her, not to stitch. So it was all another avoid of a Baruch Hashem, it's all good. So you've all returned to where you're supposed to be. Don't forget that. Mirz Hashem, that's chus alone to bring simcha and bracha to your beautiful families. Okay, so let's learn. Let's learn together. And you know, I was thinking about it. We're in the days of El. We just entered into the days of El. And really, I believe the entire calendar, the entire Jewish calendar, interacts with each other. It's one big circle of a year. And each month just enters into the next month and constantly giving us chizik and constantly just inspiring us in different ways of what we're supposed to be working on at that time in the year. So let's go back. We're still in the kayats. We're still in the summer. We go back a little bit. The summer, a large portion of the summer where you make galus, meaning the days of Bein HaMetzarim, is always during the summer and culminating on Tisha B'Av. No question on some level that then that... And that focus, and Tisha B'Av ends, and for 3 weeks we're thinking about Churban Beis HaMikdash, and even those of you, all of us that were in Eretz Yisrael, we understand that even though we're here and where we're supposed to be, it's not the way it's supposed to be, and we're yearning for Geula, and when we visit the Kaisel, we're only at a kotel, we're only at a wall, we're not yet on Har HaBayis, and we see this mosque on top of Har HaBayis, and a continuous reminder. And we have those days of inspiration, and those are days that are supposed to read the Rambam and Hilchus Avelus and Hilchus Tainus. Both of them explain days that we're supposed to be doing tshuva. But then it ends, and we have Tisha B'Av, and then what? Everything's good. It's all good. Nothing's changed yet. Clearly, I believe strongly, those are days to start the process of us recognizing that we're not where we're supposed to be. And to inspire us to work on ourselves, to grow, and to prepare ultimately for Elul. So there's a little buffer zone, a couple weeks, to give us a little bit of relaxation and chill, in a sense, because it would be maybe a little too intense to mamish go Bein HaMetzarim directly into Elul. Like, we have to have a little bit of a, just take a breath, come up for air. But the days are continuous. In fact, many Svarim point out, we'll get back to this on the Pasuk in Parshas Akev that we just read, what does Hashem ask of us but to fear God? Yes, it continues. But if you see the Arachayim HaKadosh, you're supposed to put a period right over there. What does Hashem ask of you but to be in awe of Hashem, but to fear God? Because if you think about it, that's what he wants. That's everything. You're a Shemayim, being a God-conscious individual. So Ma is Gematria 45, and are the 45 days from Tubav until Rosh Hashanah. So you see the process is starting already, really, Bein HaMetzarim into Tisha B'Av, from Tu B'Av, and continuing until Rosh Hashanah, all of these days. It's one long process. So Shevet, correct, beautiful, exactly. Shevet Nechemta, Shkoyach, we're going to get there, it's beautiful, but Shevet Nechemta, go Mamish from Tisha B'Av, start exactly, Tisha B'Av continues, Shevet Nechemta, straight up until Rosh Hashanah. Beautiful, all right. So maybe if we understood the keys to Geula, we'd understand the keys to Tshuva, as they're interconnected in a very deep way. So the famous Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to have this discussion with Vespasian. And what does he ask of Vespasian? What does he ask? He asks for three things. He's asking for three things. Now, he doesn't ask for complete gula, he doesn't ask for Beis HaMikdash and everything we would really want, because he clearly understood that tefasta merubah or tefasta, that he wasn't going to get. That he wasn't going to be able to, that would not have been, that request would have been turned down. You have to know who you're talking to. You have to know, it's a lesson in life, throughout life, in all our relationships, with our spouses, with our friends, with our... So what does he ask for? And we have to understand what he's asking for. He asks for Tein li Yavne v'chachmel. Give me the city of Yavne and its Talmidei Chachamim. V'shashilta d'Rabbi Gamliel. Give me the chain of Rabbi Gamliel, the chain of Malchus, that they should stay strong. V'savoysa d'masvin leil Rabsadok. And he also wants medication and that which could help to heal Rabsadok. So we have to understand, you know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, clearly, you know, these seem pretty strange requests. Okay, you can't ask for complete geula, but like, really? Like, this is what you asked for? I could have thought of other things, perhaps, that seem a little bit more important. These are pretty random. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is ben Zakkai, is ben Zikoy. Ben Zikoy is the son of those who could bring purity. He's understanding, and what he's trying to teach each and every one of us is he understood there's going to be galus. That's happening. He had no ability to stop that. Nothing he's going to do is going to stop that. Nothing he's going to do is going to stop Korban. But ultimately, he also understood, like Rabbi Akiva did, there's going to be a geula. Rabbi Akiva was laughing, we all know, right? At the schus to daven yesterday, shachris by Rabbi Akiva. You know what it is to be in Eretz Yisrael? Chavin, I want to give a little chizik, because I know, again, I'm jealous of you, I'm nothing. I'm the offer of the floor right here, because I'm the ben chutz la'aretz over here. You guys are all way more kaddish than me. But I know I have to give a reminder, because some of us have spoken about this over the years. So this is coming from you. Sometimes you come, and you come to Beit Shemesh, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful. You know, I was talking to a close friend of mine this week, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, who's lived in Eretz Yisrael his entire life. And someone said to him, like, oh, the Jews from America, they just come to Beit Shemesh. That's not like, it's easy there. It's all Americans there. It's not. And he said, his wife said, where does it say in the Torah there's a chiyuv to be Israeli? There's nowhere there's a chiyuv to be Israeli. Chiyuv to live in Eretz Yisrael. So to any less, say, if it's easier to be in a place where there are more Americans so that it's easier for you and easier for your family and it's a nicer, what makes sense, that's beautiful, that's wonderful. There's no chiyuv to be Israeli. It's a big line. It's emes. Emes v'mito. But, and this is not just Beit Shemesh, it's wherever you live. Sometimes, even living here, we get caught up in the responsibilities of everyday life. And like, I've spoken to people who've lived here who haven't been by the Kaisel in like 6 months. Emes. You have the schus to be 40 minutes, you're living here, you have 40 minutes from the Kaisel Maravi. Now again, obviously you can't go daily, or maybe not even weekly, but once a month, to the Kaisel? Think to yourself, I'm not asking for a raise of hands. When was the last time you were in Chevron? When was the last time you davened by Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, by Sarah, by Rivka? When was the last time you were in Kibarech or Kibarachel? You have the schus to live in Eretz Yisrael. You have to grab onto that and give that over to your children. Everywhere is Kaddish in Eretz Yisrael. Way more Kaddish than where I live by far. Beit Shemesh is Kaddish Kaddish and kiss the ground, 100%. But there are Mekayim is Kaddish within the Makom Kaddish. And don't forget about that. It's very important. When we daven, now's not the time. When we daven, you know where our tefillahs go? People send you the share for another time if you like. But the tefillahs first go, it's based on Mamre Chazal, the first go to Chevron, to Marzach Pelu, to the place of Avri to Yaakov, or Metaki, Jachmas Mincha Ma'ariv, and it's filtered through there, and then go to Makom Mikdash, and then go up to Shemai. So imagine what it is if you could dive into Marzach Pela. The tefillah is already there. Or, okay, dive into Makom Mikdash. Kaisel Maravi.
So you're by the Kaisel, the first
question. It's a good question. I ask that question all the time. I tried, okay, this is based, the Torah I saw this originally, was my Rebbe Amari, the Shvila Pinchos Friedman. I asked it to him, yeah, it's an interesting, it's a good point. I don't know. It's hard to understand that exactly, but yeah. In a certain way, yeah. On some level. On some level, yeah. The davening by
Makom. Or it's just an easy pass, and you're worried about the kaisel.
No, but it needs to. It should, no, you learn well. It needs to be filtered properly through the avos. What is chusis to live here? To be in these places? Yeah, I don't live here. I'm nothing. Don't get me wrong. But so some people I speak to, I'm in Chevron, way more than them to live here. I'm in Kibbutz Rachel, way more than them to live here. I'm even I think I spend more days by the Kaisel than many of the people who live here. And again, I'm nothing. I don't mean that me. I'm just saying, obviously, when you live in Chutz Laaretz, it's easier to take advantage. You come here, it's vacation, first of all, obviously. And number one. Number two, by being so far away, you miss it more and you understand, you feel it sometimes even a little bit more. Don't lose that. Grab on to that.
It's like the tourists that come to New York, the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. There, I've never been to Statue of Liberty in my life. Yeah. I mean, but as an orchestra, it's the Statue of Liberty. So nice, let's get back. Of all that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is asking for, why does he ask for these three random the chain of Rabbi Gamliel, the Messiah of Rabbi Gamliel, Malchus, and the cure of Sod. So start with Yavne. Yavne is all that Elul. Because there are really three periods of time that we've just begun. Yeah, we linked back to Galus to show because it's all starting from that Churban that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked for this. To bring Ula and to bring Tshuva. But maybe these three requests are Keneged Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Yavne, Tein li Yavne Chachmela, is the Yisoid of Torah at the time. That was the Yisoid of Torah at the time. That was the Makom of Torah at the time. Open up every single Shemoneh Esrei we daven. Open up every single Shemoneh Esrei. Three times a day, what do we say when we talk about Tshuva? Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soyra Secha. You know what the key to tshuva is, and you know what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is teaching us is going to be the key to geula, which our geula is based on our tshuva. Yeah, Vada, we have to daven and tefillah is a big part, but ultimately it's our tshuva that's going to bring geula. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying. I want to give you the keys to bring the geula back, which are through our tshuva, and the first step is Torah. Hachzirenu avinu l'soyra sech. Torah. Yavne was the place of Torah. Yavne also the oisius. If you look at oisius Yavne and you flip them around, it's bina. It's bina, it's understanding. Having havana of Torah. Understanding Torah. Delving deeply into Torah. What the pasuk in Yeshaya said, ulavavo yavin, when our heart understands, vishav, then you'll return. You need Torah to be able to do tshuva. Let's understand it, just understand it in a little bit of a deeper way. The whole world was created based on Torah. Histakel b'raisu b'ra'am, the Zohar tells us. The whole world, the blueprints of the world is Torah. Each and every one of us is created on Torah. So if we want to know who we're really supposed to be, we want to fulfill our mission in this world, our purpose, by a Kodesh Baruch Hu put each and every one of us into the world. There's only one way, if I connect to Torah. There's no other way about it. Yeah, through that Torah, I can understand different tafkidim and different mitzvahs that each of us individually are supposed to be putting time and effort into, but it stems back to seeing it through Torah. The lens of Torah. And that's how we're going to reconnect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way we're supposed to. Be mizdabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest of ways. So Tanya, those of we've learned together know, I quote this all the time, Tanya in Perek Dalet says, every single time we learn Torah, every time we learn Torah, it's the most beautiful imagery. If you've never learned it, just open up a Tanya just to learn Perek Dalet, well, it could change your life forever. Because he talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above anything we can comprehend or understand. So how am I going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Mamish, Kodesh, Kedoshim, who's above anything in this world? How am I going to build a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How am I going to be true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and therefore true to myself? So, you know what he says and explains, and imagine you give someone a hug and they're wearing a shirt and they're wearing a jacket. You're still giving them a hug. Even they're underneath it all. They're in it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu's personality, his midos, his chachma. And every time I learn Torah, you know how he says, it's so beautiful, it's k'mechabek es bayroi. It's like I'm giving the Rebbeinu Shalom a hug. Think, if we thought about that when we learned Torah, you know what, our Torah would be like a different Torah. Every time we open up a Gemara, every time I open up a Chumash, every time I open up a Shulchan Aruch, every time I open up a Kedushas Levi, whatever sefer it is, I'm giving a Kodesh Baruch a hug. And then I'm connecting to Hashem, and then I'm connecting to myself, and then I'm reminding myself what life is all about. And Vad is going to lead to Tshuva. El is Gematria 67. Exactly Gematria Bina. Exactly Gematria Yavna. Absolutely Bina Yavna, the same letters. Tein li Yavna v'chachmel. Tein li Yavna v'chachmel. Comes El. Given El Yavna v'chachmel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I want you to be one with Torah so that you'll be able to bring back Gula. That's the Yisod. We can't lose that. If we lose everything else, okay, as long as we have Torah, we're going to come back. We say it throughout Slichus in different times, but specifically, I remember strongly, we say it also Yom Noraim. Slichus in Erev Rosh Hashanah. As we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, we have a line, and we talk about in those Slichus, Churban. We talk about in the slichos, the Rebbeinu Shalom taking away Beis Hamikdash, and we say Ein Shir Rak HaTorah Hazois. You know what we have left? All we have left is Torah. What is telling us? If I want to bring back Gula, it's only going to be through Torah. It's only going to be through Torah. When did we say this all started on some level? Tubav, right? Tubav is Ma Hashem Lekech Shalom Elchim Lira, 45 days. Gematria Ma. And we know the Gemara famously in Tainus talks about Ein Yamim. Which is so hard to understand what that means exactly. Yom Kippur, Yom Slich Mechila, Yom Shinit Nebaluch Hashnios. Yom Kippur is like the most holy day of the year. Yom Kippur, we understand, could be the most special day of the year. Even we understand the happiest day of the year. When you feel pure, you feel all that weight off your shoulders. You know what it's like, Yom Kippur, it's incredible. Imagine what it was, it would be not having Yom Kippur. I don't know, almost all of them go through life. You have a Yom Kippur, it's gewalt. It's incredible. That I understand. Okay, it might be a difficult day in some ways. Difficult doesn't mean it's not special, and doesn't mean it doesn't bring tremendous simcha. It's awesome. Chamish Asabav? Okay, we learn about the women dancing around and different things. But maybe another take. You know what happened in Chamish Asabav? One of the Gemara there in Tainus explains. Two of the reasons the Chamish Asarav is great. One is we finished cutting the wood for the Mizbeach because the season was finished being dry enough to dry out the wood. We finished cutting the wood. And then it also talks about, as we all know, that's when the nights start to get shorter. Chamish Asarav. It's the end, right? The longest days end right then. With nights start to get shorter. We see already, you know, we live by Shkia trying to make Mincha and Shabbos, and we see it was latest, now latest Shabbos, and now we're getting earlier already, within the last couple weeks. So what happens then? You know what happens then? Both of those reasons? A Yid could learn more Torah. Those that were cutting wood, and they didn't no longer have, their job was finished for that time. You know, now that I don't have to put in time in my Parnassah, I have more time to sit and learn. Oh, the day is shorter. It used to be they didn't have electrical light, so you could only work as long as the day was. I'm out of it today. I went with my family. It was an incredible experience. You know, we don't do things like this in Chatzar. It's in the field. We went to be part of Leket Yisrael, and we went to the fields in Rishon LeZion, and we went to pick for the Aniyim. You know, but we didn't just pick. I didn't even know what we were doing until we got there. We did this in honor of one of my daughter's bat mitzvahs. It was so beautiful. We went, and so I've before picked fruits off trees and went berry picking. Okay, easy, nice. Okay, it'll be a little bit hot. You know what they had us do? They had us pulling beets out of the ground with our bare hands. They even tell us, of course, they're just straws. So they don't even tell us. They tell you have to closed shoes and hats and water. They don't say you got to bring gloves. So with our bare hands, we're for an hour in the burning sun. This has been the hottest day of the year. And we're literally harvesting beets from the ground. Mamish, look at my hands are still dirty. Look, you see this? Well, the nails, mom is dirty as me. I don't know if they'll ever be clean again. Baruch Hashem, it's awesome. The third of Eretz Yisrael.
And Rabbi Yehuda Chazan. Baruch Hashem. But I told my kids, it's the biggest chus in the world. We're sweating, we're dirty, and we're pulling beets out of the ground. It's incredible. It's mamish incredible. But you can only do that, it used to be at least, when it was light outside. Once it got dark, the day's over. So what is that? You have to come inside. So when the day gets shorter, more time to learn. More time to learn. Ein chamech chamish asviyav. And the Rebbeinu Gershom says this explicitly there. Because we have more time to learn Torah. There's no greater... And by the way, it connects to Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is Yom Shin in the Baluch HaShnius. If you think about every Yom Tov that's Simcha, it's all Torah. Simcha's Torah, Torah. Purim. What's Purim? Kabbalah Shniyah. Kima B'Kibbal Mika. Kima Mash Kibbal Kvar. There's no greater Simcha than Torah. Because the more Torah I learn, it's Eldik. It's Yavna. It's Bina. It returns me to myself. It returns me to myself. That's why it is also the Gemara in Brachos Daf Hey says if you surin banalov, you fashbish b'mayasov, right? If you're having yisurin, lo aleinu, nobody should know from yisurin and difficulties. But if you're having yisurin in your life, you're supposed to do introspection and try to figure out what's going on. Maybe something I'm doing. Don't we have to? We believe in tzchar v'oinish. We believe that our actions matter. Maybe I have to fix myself. But what happens? The Gemara says you fast face, you look and you don't know what the story is. What does it say? What are you? Yitle the bittel Torah. You should realize it must be bittel Torah. Now we understand. Now we understand because if there's bittel Torah in your life, if you're not, you can't find anything else. It must be you're just not learning enough. Because if you're learning enough, you'd be who you are. And if you learn enough, you probably understand what you're doing wrong also, and what you need to fix. Because that's how we return to ourselves and return to Hashem. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Tein li yavna chachmah. That's the first step. That's El, Gematria Yavna, Gematria Bina, to understand and connect to Torah. And there was a Yid, his name was Mati. And Mati grew up, and he was born in like mid-1920s in Europe. And he was brilliant. He was learning on a very high level. His father got him as a private malamid, Rav Leibel. Rav Leibel learned with him when he was 12 years old, 40 blot barachos, and he knew it cold. And this Rav Leibel helped him prepare his bar mitzvah pshatel. And when it was his bar mitzvah time, there was already a lot of anti-Semitism in the air, and things were already, the winds of war were beginning, and a lot was going on. But it wasn't yet like mamish, complete Shoah. And he had his bar mitzvah, he was zochet to have his bar mitzvah in the early 1930s. And he said his bar mitzvah pshetels flawlessly, and everyone was so excited. And then the Holocaust began. This Mati and his family were very lucky. The entire family, right as it began, were able to get out to America. And him and his entire family survived. And he raised the family, shared the mitzvahs, so he was a big Talmid Chacham. And he was always wondering, what happened to Rav Leibel, his Rebbe that raised him, that taught him about Torah and Yerushalayim, and what happened to Rav Leibel? And he was always asking people if they knew him. Finally, somebody says he knew this Rav Leibel survived. He survived, and he was in France. And years later, Mati made his way to France. He was lecturing somewhere there, and he was looking everywhere about where this Rav Leibel is. He's asking people, and he found out that a few years prior, he already moved to Italy. A few years later, he's in Italy, lecturing there. And he's asking about Rav Leibel, and he heard that Rav Leibel moved to Eretz Yisrael. He's searching for this Rebbe of his that he knew was alive, that he, mamish, bring him back to his youth, his beginning, his that kaddishdik time in one's life. And eventually, this Mati, him and his, when he was retired, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to even say made aliyah. We say returned to Eretz Yisrael. Returned to Eretz Yisrael. And he's in Eretz Yisrael. But how's he going to find this label anywhere? And he's asking around. Finally, he bumped into somebody that he recognized from the Altarheim. And he knew Rav Leibel. So yeah, Rav Leibel lives in Telstone. And this Yid was able to get Mati his number. This is 50 something years later. And he's finally, he has the number of his Rebbe. and he's dialing with trepidation. And he calls him up, and the label was in his mid-80s already. And he picks up, and he hears his voice, and Mati says, "Hello, I don't know if you remember." He said, the label was very old, and he wasn't fully so well anymore, and he didn't recognize. He didn't recognize the voice, he didn't recognize who it was, he didn't remember him. Moved on. And Mati was so destroyed. And Mati started crying. But then he decided to try something. And he just starts out of nowhere saying over his bar mitzvah pshat. Say he still remembered it. 50 years later, his bar mitzvah, you know how we prepare our bar mitzvah, you know, it's like mamish, and he remembered it, and he starts saying that the b'rais and mesechtes krisis, and he starts it, and with, it was a certain niggin that he was taught to say it in, and he starts saying that niggin. As he's crying, his tears are coming down his cheeks, Mati. And Rav Label, it sparked the memory. It sparked the memory, and Rav Label says, Mati, is that you? Mati, it's you, I remember. You have to come see me. And Mati went, and the next day he went on a bus, and he went to Telstone, and he found Label. They embraced. You can imagine what that embrace was? A Rebbe and a Talmud over 50 years later, after the world was flipped upside down, and now back home in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, but what brought all of it back? What brought all of it back? What brought the return? The return, the memory to who they really were. Who this was Torah. There was. I could tell you my name. I could tell you everything else. We could have a conversation. As I told you, the deepest ksharim at Torah, and Torah brings us back to who we're supposed to be. And Torah brings us back to live the lives we're supposed to be living. And Torah brought them back. Brought Mati and Reb Label back. Tein liyavne v'chachmah. Bring the ultimate gula back. Tell you what else Torah does. It's not just any Torah. Tein liyavne. Listen to this. Yavne is Rashi Tevos. Yud Bey is Nun Hey. Ready? Mamish, incredible. Yayin, Besamen, Ner, Havdal. Yavne is not just Torah. It's somehow a kesher to Havdal. Yayin, Besamen, Ner, Havdal. Why is that? Because you know what Torah does for us? What is Havdalah? Havdalah is that time when we focus upon and remind ourselves and our families Shabbos, and bring Shabbos into the week. To what? To be Mavdol. Chas v'sholom, lo aleinu. People wrongly have Havdalah. And they think Havdalah is a separation for Shabbos. It's pumfa keret. It's bringing Shabbos into the week. I'll bring you the biggest raya, if Tzaddik says this explicitly. We make Havdalah on a kais shel bracha. You ever think about it? We all make Havdalah on a kais shel yayin, a kais shel grape juice, Chomer Bedina, whatever, a kais shel bracha. You know when you have a kais shel bracha? When we enter into Shabbos, I have a kais shel bracha. When I make Kiddush, I have on a kais shel bracha. I've had the schutz to be under a chuppah, be Mesadr Gdushin on a kais shel bracha. I've been the kohen by opinion of Ben on a kais shel bracha. I've named children with a kais shel bracha. And what? When you exit Shabbos, it should be a kais shel bracha? Maybe it should be with a handful of ashes. I'm leaving. Don't each and every one of us look so forward to Shabbos? Mamish every single week, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh in Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos Kodesh, Kedushas HaMakom, Kedushas HaZman. And then it's leaving, and Matzei Shabbos, so I'm going to make on a Kodesh HaBracha. Yay, Simcha, Shabbos is over. That sounds so strange. Why do we make on a Kodesh HaBracha? You know why? Because it's not what we think. Chas V'Shalom is walking away from Shabbos. It's taking Shabbos into the week. But to remind me, what do we do on Shabbos? On Shabbos, I'm mavdil, I separate myself from all the physicality of the world, all that holds me back in this world, all that brings me to places where I don't want to be and I shouldn't be. Shabbos Kodesh, I'm mavdil from the Umas HaOlam, I'm mavdil from everything, from this world, from my worldly pursuits, which some are responsibilities that I have to do, but I'm brought back to the core of who I want to be, who I want my family to be. So you know what I do on Matzei Shabbos? I say, I make on Havdalah that I should continue to be mavdil from all that I've been mavdil from. Look at what you say. That I continue to be mavdil. And I should have been Ar L'choshech, Ben Yisrael Am, Ben Yom HaShviyah Shemayah. I should understand all those Havdalahs to bring them into the week. To have a new week.
That's ultimately, by the way, when Gula is going to come. See, the Shalom Salam Rebbe says this explicitly. See, the Shalom says, you know, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yuches says, if we keep two Shabbosos, we'll be Zoyche to Gula. Why two? Why not one? Or if maybe three, we should need a Chazakah. Why two? Where does two come from? See, the Shalom says, we know sometimes we call the week Shabbos. Like by Sfiras Omer, Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos. One is Shabbos Kodesh. You know what the second Shabbos is? Bringing that Shabbos into the week, living the whole week from the elevation of that Shabbos. Continuing that Havdalah that we practiced during the week itself. So you know what type of Torah is Kaddish Dik Torah that's going to bring Gula? Torah that's Mavdil, that's like a Havdalah Dik. It's Yavna Dik. It's Yayin. It's Besamim, it's Ner. It's Torah that separates me from all that brings me down. What do we call each tractate in Gemara? A Mesechta. You know what a Mesechta is? Masach. Masach is a separation. How do you know that? Masach is a separation. A screen. Okay, I don't know. Screen, separation. We see this as well, the Val Turim. Beginning of Parshat Nitzavim, I bumped into, I was reminded by this week, I bumped into a Talmud's family who was here to put on tefillin on one of their sons, and the Bar Mitzvah is going to be Parshat Nitzavim. So it reminded me of the Val Turim. Val Turim, on the first passage, Atam Nitzavim Hayoim. In Parashat Nitzavim, Baal Turim says, what's this word Nitzavim mean? It connects to Vitzyatzvu Betach Tzahar. Vayitzyatzvu is Nitzavim, it's a stand, right? Parashat Yisro, we're standing at the foot of the mountain. So that's Atam Nitzavim. Baal Turim really needs to tell us that. Like, Shkoyach, so just like that. Oh, we know it from there. Okay, but say it. What do we learn from Vitzyatzvu Betach Tzahar? Atam Nitzav Mayom, where the Zohar tells Hayom Do Rosh Hashanah. So telling us how to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. What's the Gemara say? I'm going to ask the Tzar. Kafalim Har Gigig, Gemara in Shabbos, Peches. Kafalim Har Gigigas. Hashem held a mountain on top of us like a beer vat. What does it mean he held it on top like a beer vat? Everyone has this imagery of him like holding a mountain, and if not, he's going to crush us. He wasn't going to crush us. It says kegigas, like a beer vat. You know what? One of the reasons he did that, perhaps, he's trying to teach us a very deep lesson. The Torah has to be a Torah that's mavdil, that separates us from everything else. It teaches us what's emes, to separate us from all that is sheker. And therefore, it surrounds us in every way to be mavdil from the world of taiva, from the world of Shekhar that we live in. Atem Nitzav Mayom connects to that to say, you know how to prepare Rosh Hashanah? Learn Torah in such a way that it's Mavdil, that it's Yavna, that it's Yayin, Besamim, Ner Avdola. And if we really learn Torah in an emistic way, if I learn Torah thinking I want to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hag, that's a Torah, that's what it's going to do for me. Because it's going to teach me emes, Ki Ner Emes with the Torah, it's going to teach me and give me clarity in how to be Mavdil in this world. So that's Yavna. That's Torah. That's what we're doing. That's why we're here. That's why Dani. That's why everyone came together. Because we understand that it's Dal and El. And we understand that we already lost, not lost, hopefully we maximized those days, but we're getting close. Before we know, we're going to be standing there Yom HaDin. So I want to be able to do tshuva. I want to be able to return to who I am. So we have to learn more Torah. And the more Torah we learn, the more we're going to remember who we are. And the more we're going to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu that big hug. But that's only step one. That's Tein Li Yavna V'Chachmeh. Why do Rabbi Yochanan? So that maybe that's even enough. Why do Rabbi Yochanan Medakai continue and say, okay, I also need Malchus. I also need the chain of Rabbi Gamliel. So I want to suggest maybe there are definitely many, many different ways to go. Malchus Vazis Rosh Hashanah or Mamluch HaMelech. It's definitely what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And there are different ways we could explain, but just to explain one way, one derech, something we know about a Melech. We're all Mamlechas Kohanim. And from this week's Parsha, so we can prepare for the Parsha a little bit as well. Parsha Shoiftim talks about how a Melech has to have two Sefer Torah. Every Melech has to have two Sefer Torah. One Sefer Torah that he stays in his house, the Gneez is always there. One Sefer Torah that he takes with him always. The Halakha Nesiv Shalom tells us here as well that that's a lesson for each and every one of us. But a person can't be one way in their house and one way out when they're out in the world. And that we have to be Torah-dik That Torah that's Teili Yavne Chumel, that Torah that separates us from everything that can bring us down, that Torah has to be taken with us wherever we go. I'm a Ben Torah through and through, in the Beis Medrash, in my home, in work, in the street, on vacation. There's no difference. That's a true Ben Torah. I'm the same person. I'm the same person. I bring the Sefer Torah with me wherever I go. That's the Eish Tamid, Zukar al Mezbeach, Le Sechpe. Pazuk says, a lot of Arons have this on top. In Eish Kodesh, in Woodmere, if you look on top of the Arons, it's that Pazuk. Eish Tamid, Zukar al Mezbeach, Le Sechpe. Parashat Tzav, Perek Vav, Pazuk Vav. Ever think about that Pazuk? It's an interesting Pazuk. It's completely superfluous. Eish Tamid, Zukar al Mezbeach. It should stop there. An eternal flame should be burning on the Mizbeach. Lo Sichva, don't extinguish it. If I already said it's an Eish Tamid, I already said it's an eternal flame, I have to say, Lo Sichva, don't extinguish it. It's eternal, that means you can't extinguish it. Yerushalmi explains, Lo Sichva is afilu b'masos. So when you talk about the Mishkan, means you might think, you know when the fire has to always be burning at the Schist to be, it's a Sunday, I was in Shiloh, the Makom of the Mishkan. It's incredible. Anyways, so one would think when the Mishkan set up, so the fire can never be put out. But maybe when they would travel and they're carrying it, you're not bringing karbanos, then the fire can be put out. It's not lo sich bez afilu b'masos. Even when they were traveling, the fire wasn't put out. What is that teaching you and I? The fire of Be'ech is the fire of Torah, is the fire of Avodas Hashem, is the passion of the Torah that we learn. So Vada, when we sit in the Beis Medrash, we have our chavrusas that we have set up, and our kviyadik learning that we have set up. Vada is with an Eish Tamid. But afilu b'masos, even when we're traveling, I'm on fire with my Torah. I'm on fire. I have a few minutes, so I have Mishnayos to learn, like Chaz or something. And that Torah doesn't leave me. I'm thinking in the Torah. I'm conducting myself according to the Torah. That's what Nefesh HaChayim says in the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Lamedei. Famous Gemara in Brachos, Machlok is Reb Shimon or Reb Shmuel. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, learn Torah all day and don't worry, Hashem will take care. But Harbi Asik Reb Shimon Blas V'yadim. It didn't work for most of us. And we have to be Reb Shmuel Dikiyadim. Marsha says, for those who have the deepest love of Muna, Reb Shimon still works. But for most of us, we're Reb Shmuel, and that means we have to have a job to support our families and learn as much Torah as we can. But if you look at Nefesh HaChaim, he says, no, there's really not much of a Machlokas. Because even when we're working, as much as we can, every moment I should be learning Torah. I should be thinking in Torah. And whenever we have moments, afilu b'masos. So that Torah should be a Torah that's mavdalos, a Torah that connects us to our roots, to who we are, to help us to return. But a Torah that we take with us. I'll never forget, I had this chus. One of my rabbeim, Rabbi Amoiri, was one of the biggest tzaddikim in the world, of the most special people I've ever met in the world. What I would do to sit by him one more time in my life. Those were always the highlights of every trip I came to Eretz Yisrael, was to spend a few minutes with my Rebbe. So remember, after when I was going back, when I was finished first learning Eretz Yisrael and going back to YU years ago, I went to meet with my Rebbe, and we had this chus, and I came back to learn a mirror after that, but that's Kufa. So I asked him for Eitzah. Stay strong as much as I can. One of the things he told me was, in learning, first of all, have a certain amount that you learn it. He told me 45 minutes, but at that point in my life, whatever it was, but that could be subjective to every person, but a certain amount that no matter what, you learn that amount every single day. No matter what avoid that you have in life and what it is. But then he said, always have your go-to limud, that if you have a few minutes here, a few minutes there, you always could go pull it out and do it. Whether it be Mishnayos, whether it be Shnayim Mikra, whether it be Chvesnesh, whether it be Sefer Chassidus, I don't know, whatever does it for you. But that's your go-to learning. And I understood it so deeply in that he was, what are you trying to say? What happens? So we have Kuvait and whatever we learn, but then I have a few minutes here, what's one of the reasons we just don't maximize that time? Because there's so many different things to learn, so I don't even know what to do, and I just don't get to it. So forget it. But if I know I have my go-to safer, that if this is my go-to limud, when I have 5 minutes here, when I'm on a train ride, when I'm in Echves Nisha, I'm waiting for someone, whatever it is, a pakeh mishnayos, pakeh shnayim mikra, a safer that I enjoy in Musar, whatever it is, my go-to limud, afilu b'masos. Maybe that's the melech. Maybe that's the second step. First of all, realize the ikur that's going to bring us back properly is Torah. But then that Torah is the Torah that's going to be marvelous. Of Yavne, of Yayin, Pesamim, Ner Avdolah. But also has to be the Malchistik. It has to be like the Melech who pulls it wherever we go. But what about the third request? Because that's the strangest. What about the request to heal Rav Tzadok? Tzadok Vada was a Tzadok, but Tver Shlomo, the Hilger Radomsker, he asked about Rav Tzadok. We know Rav Tzadok, he was fasting and fasting, fasting for years, that there should be no Churban. That's why he was sick, right? However, in the end, there was Churban. So what did it do? He wasn't Matzliach. He wasn't successful. Tver Shlomo Radomsker says, no. Each day that he fasted, there was no Churban. He was Matzliach. And every individual day is chashav. It's not always about the big prize. Each day is chashav, and we learned that from Rav Tzadok. That he was doing that each day, that there was a churban, that was a chashav day. Okay, in the end there was churban. And we're starting to be mitaken that now. But l'mais, each day is chashav. And we have to know that as well. That every day individually is chashav. And maybe that's also the lesson of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, that greatest of days. Because again, Tein li yavna chachmel is el. Gematri el yavna. Malchus is Rashana. What do we call the Masechta that has to do with Yom Kippur? Yuma. Yoima, the day. The one day. And sometimes you can think, you can only be a Yom Kippur Dikayid one day a year. Let's be real, right? Who we are in Yom Kippur, could I ever be that another day during the year? Nobody's like that any other day during the year. A whole day, kula ruchnias, nothing else. I don't eat, I don't drink, I don't bathe, I don't wash, I don't anything but daven and learn. If I have a few minutes, I'm going to maximize it. Do we maximize any day more than we do Yom Kippur? Does anybody here maximize any day of their life more than they do Yom Kippur? I know I don't. So maybe that's the yisod of Yom Kippur, Yuma. Just make the most of every individual day. That's the third lesson. Yes, learn as much Torah as we can to bring us back to who we truly are and to connect to Hashem. And yes, I feel b'masos. But don't forget, it's not about the big picture of finishing Kol HaTorah Kulo, which halavai, we shouldn't have that dream, that aspiration. But the ikar is making the most of every day. Yuma. The Bereishis Rabba said, Ein va'ata el tshuva. The lush va'ata, now is tshuva. I mean now, today. You know you do tshuva, you make the most of today. You make the most of today. Hayoyim. Hayoyim. V'hasar satel milfaneinim acharenu. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just make the most of today. You know what hayoyim is, Rashi Tevos? Haser mimenu yogon v'anacha. If you flip it around a little, right? Always use haser mimenu yogon v'anacha. Because what is all worrying about? What is all daigas about? When we always in a place, I'm worried about tomorrow, I'm worried about what I did yesterday. Just worry about today. Make the most. Hayoyim. Hayoyim will aser mimenu yogon v'anacha. Will remove all worrying and difficulty and sadness. Just making the most of today. Nemesis, that's all we have in this world, is today. And that's the final step from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I had a purity to bring gula. Learn Torah. Learn Torah that's mavdal. Learn Torah that you take with you wherever you do. And that itself will be transformative. Torah is transformative. You know, we always, and we should, Vada as well, and take the Kabbalahs, and think about what we need to work on. But ultimately, the Torah itself transforms us. Halo kedivreishno Hashem. Beautiful Sefer, if you want a special limud for these days. Beautiful Sefer of Shom Shadran, wrote years ago, called Adi Doifek. Small black Sefer. Incredible. And he asked, why is it? Halo kedivreishno Hashem. Why is Torah compared to fire? It has the most beautiful teaching. He says there are a lot of very intense forces in nature. Wind could be very destructive. You have a hurricane, mamish, knock down buildings. Water could be mamish, very, very powerful. Those of us that were in America know of Hurricane Sandy and what water did in a lot of the areas. Mamish, people are still suffering from today. What is that, 10 years later? Mamish. There are houses that still have not been rebuilt today from water. Fire can be obviously also very, very powerful. But what's the difference? When wind knocks something down, it knocks it down, but it doesn't become wind. The wood doesn't become wind. And water the same. The building doesn't become water. It might be soaked in water, but it itself is not water. When fire engulfs, it's transformative. The fire takes that building, it turns it into fire. The entity becomes fire. Hello, Kedivation of Hashem, Shoshan Brown explains. Torah is transformative. You become Torah. You become a different person. Therefore, it's the biggest key to tshuva. But it has to be a little more Torah than we're all learning. There are these days a little bit more. That's what the Medrash says in Vayikra Rabba. Yitzchayim yimachzik ba. It's in Chaf Hei Aleph. Rav Huna Amar. Im nichshol adam, listen to this lashon. Nichshol adam b'aveira, chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. If a person, lo aleinu, does an aveira that you're chayiv misa in heaven. Ma yasad yichya, what should you do and live? Im hayalamud likros dafcha, echad kor shnei dapim. Do you usually learn one daf? Learn two dapim. You should learn one parak, learn two. Meaning, what's the Medrash telling us? You know the key to tshuva, to something I did that you have misa b'dei shemayim. Learn a little bit more. Because of everything we're discussing and explaining tonight. But just take it one day at a time. That's the lesson of Rav Sadok. And just to end with the beautiful words of Rav Nachman on this. It's one of my favorite pieces in Likutei Moran. I just have to read it together. Piece. It should be piece Reish Ayin Beis in order 272, but that would be Rav, so it's always written Ayin Reish Beis, right? Arev, to be sweet. So it's the sweetest piece in all of Likutei Moran. He says in the words Hayoyim in Bekolot Yishmu, which by the Gemara Darshans on that pasuk is talking about Bias Mashiach Gula, that today will come today in Bekolot Yishmu. Pashup Shad in Bekolot Yishmu. We listen to the mitzvahs, it will happen Hayom, right? That's what the Gemara says. Nachman has a whole nother take. He says, Zekla Gadol B'Avod Hashem. Chavir, what we learned tonight was this piece of Likutei Moran, it would have been worth getting coming together. And myself as well, I've probably gone through this at least 101 times. But to come here just to be mechazik to learn this piece together for these days. Zekla Gadol B'Avod Hashem. Shelo Yasim L'Negedin of Kimos Ayom. That all that we should place in front of our eyes is that day. Hein basic parnas v'tarchusa, whether talking about parnasa, tzarech shulayachav miyom lechavero b'muvas farm, v'chein ba'avodaso yisparach, lo yasum l'negirena v'kiyim osu ayom, when it comes to your avodas Hashem, or learning, or davening, or chesed, all that we should think about is today. V'osu ashah, not just today, that hour. Ki kishirotin l'kandam l'adam kilu masa kavet. Because otherwise, if you want to really, you think about what real, you think, you go into, where you have your svarim, you go into a base medrash, you look at the wall, and you see mamash all of Shas, and all of Shulchan Aruch, and all of Sifrei Chassidus, and all of Sifrei Mos, and you're like, and we heard when Chaim passed away, and everything that he did, and you're like, and me, little me, I don't even know this, you know, you look at this, we like to start with the small mesech, it's easy to make. Siyumamon, you know, Megillah, Tainis, Mekotan, I don't even know one of those well. Like, I don't even know one of those well. I've finished those, but I don't know them well. Even one of those. Like, I'm going to ever know all of this? I'm going to ever finish all of this? Well, feels masa kavod. The actual masa kavod, I can't bear that. It's too heavy. But if you think differently, you think, you know what? No. All that I have today, all of life is today. Lo'il masa klal. Then there's no masa at all. Because I know I could accomplish whatever I could possibly accomplish today. That I could do. You also shouldn't push off and procrastinate. Tomorrow I'll start. Tomorrow I'll daven properly. All that we have in the world is this hour and this moment. All that we have is Dalet El Tavshin Pei Beis in Ramat Beit Shemesh, in this beautiful bias of the finds. Learning Torah and connecting and building together. That's all we have. Ki yom amarcharas, because tomorrow, listen to the Lord, oilam acher legami, the whole new world. Hayom in b'kolot yishmo. Hayom daika. People focus, what Rav Nachman said, people focus, hayom, you know when Mashiach come? In b'kolot yishmo. We keep mitzvahs properly. No. He says, focus on the hayom. You know when Mashiach will come, you know when we'll have gula, you know when we'll do the proper tshuva, when all I'm thinking about is hayom, making the most of today. As we learn from Rav Sadok, according to the Hilchos Tefilas Shlomo. You guys have the schus to live in Eretz Yisrael. You live in a makom that revolves around Torah. I'm blown away. You know why I'm blown away? Just by looking at Gan Sakhar. Everyone knows Gan Sakhar in Yerushalayim? So a few nights ago, last week, I drove by Gan Soccer, I don't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday night, at like 9 p.m., and there must have been 100,000 yidden. No, literally. Like that new park they made, I don't know when they finished that, because I've never seen that before, but with the slides that go up to Shemayim, literally, I don't know how that's legal, and being, like in America, these things, you need to sign waivers to go on this, and they charge you $50 a kid to go on this, like a park like that, because it's like the craziest park I've ever seen in my life. Here, it's free and it's mutter, but whatever. But they're like 100,000 kids pushing on them, and like literally 100,000. Like you can't go on. Maybe they know that no one's gonna go down the slide and get hurt, because it's like they're all in the slide together, so no one actually moves. You know, you have half the kids going up, half the kids going down. That's just how it is. Mayav and Yavin, right? So last week, 100,000. I was in Gan Soccer last night with my family. It was a machaya. It was still people there. There was people. It wasn't. It was mamish, like you know, a 1,000 people in the whole place. You know, mamish. What? Why? Because last week was Bein HaZmanim, and the whole entire country is on Bein HaZmanim and enjoying in different ways with the mishpacha, which is beautiful. El. The new Zman begins. People are back in yeshiva, and Zman to sit and learn Torah. Now, even those of us that are not in Kodesh are not able to necessarily sit and learn Kailah, and we have our Avodah, when that's not a B'dieved, that's a L'chadchila, if we understand it and doing it correctly. And don't forget that, it's a whole other shiur, we'll have to talk about that another time. I don't want to, it's getting late and people have to wake up. And some of Chavra, even Davin's Nate's here, and I can't believe you're here, and Baruch Hashem. But L'maisa, realize you live in a makom that revolves around Torah. The beginning of the year, and it's really, if you think about it, people don't, Rosh Shvad, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, right? Is that really the beginning of the year? I mean, yes, halachically, I don't mean, yeah, in ways, well, we have a lot of different beginnings of the year, I'm not going to get into all the different Rosh Hashanahs of the year, right? But L'maisa, the way that the calendar works in Eretz Yisrael, and somewhat even in America, but way less, is Elul. Meaning, it's revolving around, why, what's Elul? That's when Torah re-begins. That's Chadshus of Torah. That's his Chadshus b'Torah. That's what we are. It's Chadshus of Torah. That's what it is. And that's who we want to be. And that's where you live. So let your world revolve around Torah in the same way. And it doesn't mean vada, be matzliach and work, and spend beautiful time with your family, and be normal, and enjoy Eretz Yisrael, enjoy life. But the ikar of one's life is Torah, and then I'll be true to myself and true to Rabbanu Shalom, and I'll have this chachas that I need. This chachas that I need. That's what it is, by the way. We said the Gemara Bracha said anything that's not going well, Yitla B'Bitl Torah. Yitla B'Bitl Torah is Gematria 1,123, exactly his chachas. Meaning if you recognize that it's all about Torah, you have proper chachas in this world. And that's why you've chosen. Yes, you've chosen to live here because Emes, that's where we're supposed to be. But you've chosen to live here also because you're in a makom of Torah. You're in the makom that revolves around Torah. And you can give that over to your families. The only way to give it over to our families is first give it over to ourselves. And live it in such a way. So Meir Tshem, we should be Zoycha. That each and every one of us should just follow the keys that Rabbi Yochanan Mizrachi set forth. Tein li yavim b'chumah. To be mechazik ourselves in Torah. Chaz yourself and more to whatever that is, individual. Think about how this Elul, I'm going to learn a little bit more, whatever that is. And it should be a Torah that's mavdol us. And think about when we make Havdalah, that I want to keep the Havdalah of Shabbos all week long. And it's going to be through Torah. And think about bringing our Torah into every aspect of our life in whatever way that we can, like a melech. And just making the most of every day hayoyim. And then each and every one of us will be zayichet eksiv chsima taiva, a guguen shiar. A year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of geula for each and every one of you, and for all of Klal Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem.